This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump paid tribute on Monday to the nation's war dead on Memorial Day in a solemn wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C. He was accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence and Defense Secretary Mark Esper, as well as First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence. Trump did not address the crowd as he has in years past, and people attending the ceremony socially distanced themselves, standing 2 meters apart from each other. Some military personnel wore face masks. Later, Trump visited Fort McHenry in Baltimore, about 70 kilometers from Washington, where a historic battle inspired the U.S. national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. In visiting Fort McHenry, Trump was ignoring calls from Baltimore's mayor, Jack Young, who had asked the president not to travel to the city. Young said Trump's visit would send the wrong message, as the mayor has urged his own residents to stay home. Young said Trump's visit was not essential. Memorial Day is observed annually in the United States on the last Monday in May to honor the hundreds of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women who sacrificed their lives for the country. While the coronavirus pandemic is slowing or under control in many parts of the world, the World Health Organization warns South America is becoming a new epicenter for the disease. Brazil, the world's sixth largest country, has the second highest number of cases in the world after the United States. The White House has announced it will begin denying admission to foreigners who've been in Brazil in the past 2 weeks before seeking entry to the United States. The U.S. is broadening its travel ban against countries hard hit by the coronavirus with this move. President Trump has banned travel from China, Europe, and the United Kingdom. And the restrictions on Brazil are scheduled to take effect on Thursday. VOA News. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise 3-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. The pause in fighting, only the second of its kind in Afghanistan's nearly 19-year-old war, appeared to be holding on day two after the government welcomed the truce by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 Taliban inmates. President Ashraf Ghani said his administration was also ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban that is seen as key to ending the war on the impoverished country. Beijing has warned the United States it will take every necessary measure to protect its interests after a top White House advisor warned Washington might revoke Hong Kong's special trading privileges if China enacts a tough new security law. China plans to impose legislation on the semi-autonomous city, banning treason, subversion, and sedition, officials said in response to months of massive, often violent, pro-democracy protests in the financial hub last year. Black-clad protesters and tear gas-throwing police returned to Hong Kong streets on Sunday as thousands marched amid fears of that broader freedoms than exist on the mainland China are under threat in Hong Kong from China's tightening grip. With the global economy battered, governments are scrambling to provide relief to businesses and citizens wearying of mass confinement. Europeans flocked to parks, gyms, and pools on Monday as more countries eased coronavirus restrictions. In hard-hit Spain, Madrid and Barcelona cautiously emerged from one of the world's strictest lockdowns, with parks and cafe terraces open for the first time in more than 2 months. Italy reopened swimming pools and sports centers. Greece did the same with restaurants and cafes. Ukrainians could finally take the metro again in the capital city of Kiev for the first time in 10 weeks. Iran reopened major Shiite shrines more than 2 months after they were closed. Iran had the deadliest outbreak of coronavirus in the Middle East. And Japan lifted a nationwide state of emergency, but urged vigilance to avoid another wave of infections. The World Health Organization said Monday it had temporarily suspended clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19. That comes as a precautionary measure. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual press conference the decision came after the publication last week of a study in the Lancet Medical Journal indicating the drug on COVID-19 patients could increase their likelihood of dying. He added the WHO-backed trials had been suspended while the safety is reviewed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.